Mia Khalifa whines about Israeli diss track, steals genocide claim. By Joel B. Polak on December 4, 2023. Former porn star Mia Khalifa, who celebrated the October 7 Hamas terror attack, is complaining about an Israeli hip-hop song mocking her and other celebrities who have backed violent Palestinian extremists against innocent Israeli civilians. As Breitbart News reported, Khalifa was delighted at the sight of Palestinian gunmen on their way to murder Israeli civilians on October 7. In a series of Twitter/X posts on Saturday, Mia Khalifa, who has called Israel an apartheid state for years, emphatically expressed support for the terrorist attacks in Israel, despite the perpetrators' targeting of civilians, to the point of calling one image of the aggressors a Renaissance painting. Khalifa also shared a post from Sana Saeed, who boasts 110,000 followers, who said, "Walked through Istanbul markets today with a Palestinian friend. Whenever we were asked, by Syrians, Turks, where we were from and she said Palestine, it was met with applause, fists in the air and prayers for liberation. A surreal day." Another post she shared from Yusuf said, "What's happening in Palestine right now is absolutely unprecedented. I pray with all my heart that they succeed. For the sake of the Palestinians back home, those in the diaspora, and all other colonized peoples." Khalifa, model Bella Hadid, and singer Dua Lipa, all of whom have been hostile to Israel, were the targets of mockery in a new Israeli hip-hop song, Harbu Darbu, which praises the Israeli military and calls out terrorist leaders, "Every dog has its day." As Breitbart News noted, a new song, Harbu Darbu, by Israeli hip-hop duo Nesve Stila, celebrates the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, while calling out Hamas, Hezbollah, and an array of anti-Israel celebrities. The song has taken off since its release in Israel, and represents the deep support that the Israeli military has among the public. The chorus name checks virtually every major unit in the IDF: Golani, Nahal, Shirian, Armor, Gibati, Navy, Air Force, Artillery, Paratroopers, and a variety of others. The track also refers specifically to the victims of the October 7 terror attack, and hints at revenge, including writing the names of child victims on shells to be dropped on Hamas in Gaza. The song is also a diss track, calling out specific terrorist leaders, then Bella Hadid, Dua Lipa, Mia Khalifa, all celebrities who have backed the Palestinian side and/or Hamas specifically against Israel. Anti-Israel activists, none of whom apparently speak Hebrew, have falsely claimed the song calls for the murder or genocide of the Palestinian people. It does call for military action against Hamas, but the reference to Khalifa is whimsical. Even the reference to Bella Hadid is a play on words. The song refers to her as Mishabella, which is similar to the word for terrorist. Khalifa, referring to the false genocide claim, complained that the song is asking the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, to kill her. "Y'all, that song calling for the IDF to kill me, Bella, and Dua is over a drill beat. They can't even call for genocide in their own culture. They had to colonize something to get it to number one." Mia K. At Mia Khalifa, December 2, 2023. She also claimed that the drill beat of the song was stolen, a frequent theme in anti-Semitic attacks on Israel, since pro-Palestinian activists often deny the Jewish roots of Israeli culture, claiming it is entirely borrowed from other cultures. Ironically, the claim of genocide itself is an appropriation of the actual Jewish experience of genocide, which Palestinian activists have long coveted, since they believe it is the only reason Israel exists. Khalifa has thus stolen genocide from the victims, not just of the Nazis, but of Hamas's genocidal ideology, which explicitly seeks to murder all Jews in the world. Update: in a response to Khalifa, MC Stila responded with a simple retort on Instagram on Sunday, "What an idiot you are." Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.